This podcast is brought to you by Mold Solutions and Inspections. You can find us online at biowashing.com. In this episode, we will be discussing mold and who it affects. In recent years, people have become more educated and aware of mold issues and health problems attributed to mold exposure. But in their quest to remediate the problem themselves or by hiring inexperienced and underqualified contractors, they can put themselves at risk for further exposure and property damage. The days of rubbing bleach onto mold-covered surfaces are over, since it is fact that certain molds, such as Stachybotrys, have spores which can reattach to surfaces once they are in flight. Cleaning the surface of the mold will take away the unsightly look and appearance, but it does not remove the spores and growth which is under the surface. Although the mold may be out of sight, it is still thriving deep into the infected area and releasing dangerous mycotoxins into the air. This can lead to potentially tens of thousands of dollars worth of damage as the mold will spread from the concrete to wooden beams and floors. And it also, because of continuous air movement, will get into ventilation systems, which then will send spores throughout the property causing sickness and further health issues. Who is at risk? For some people, a small amount of mold spores can create health problems, particularly asthma and respiratory ailments, while others can tolerate an extremely high amount of spores prior to any effects. Those most susceptible to mold-related health problems are individuals with existing respiratory conditions. Persons with weakened and suppressed immune systems, particularly those in treatments such as chemotherapy and the elderly, are at higher risk. Infants and young children likewise are more susceptible to serious health problems from mycotoxin exposure. Below is a list of the negative health risks of mold exposure. Immune system suppression, respiratory problems, including asthma and infections, eye irritation with burning, watering, or reddened eyes, cough, dry and hacking, nose or throat irritations, or both, skin rashes or irritation, memory impairment, irritable bowel syndrome, body aches and pains or chronic fatigue, food intolerances and allergies, headaches, mood swings, nasal and sinus congestion. The most common indoor molds are Cladosporium, Penicillium, Aspergillus, Alternaria, and Stachybotrys chartarum. Mold risks and health issues are directly attributed to three sources from mold exposure: inhalation, dermal exposure, and ingestion. If you suspect you are ill due to exposure to mold in a building, you should probably vacate the home or building at minimum until the cause and presence of mold is evaluated and removed and seek the necessary medical attention. In any pursuit to remove molds from your home, you should understand that most contractors are not qualified nor have the in-depth and on-site knowledge to properly handle a remediation project. Upon looking for a contractor, be sure to seek out referrals and certifications before hiring anyone. Most contractors will use cheap bleaches to try to rub mold out while painting over other infected areas. They will use the same method no matter the surface, when each surface of a home that is infected should be handled differently. By hiring a certified mold inspector and remediation company, you will gain the benefit of having someone who has completed many of the same projects you may have. Thanks for joining us. This concludes our session on mold and who it affects. You can sign up for our podcast on iTunes or click the link on our website at biowashing.com.